And so I invite you to close your eyes and just tune in to your body right now, your physical, corporeal body, this beautiful vessel that you have shares a partnership with Gaia. And so no matter where you are right now in this moment, there is a deep connection to the energy of the earth known as Gaia. So let's spend time now just appreciating Gaia. Gratitude for the resources that we share with her, for the gifts that Gaia gives to us, our very survival and existence is possible because of Gaia. And so let us have an infinity loop of love as we receive and give the gifts of love to and from each other. Thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for loving me. And we now say thank you, Kryon, for coming to our planet, bringing messages of love from the other side. Thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, Kryon, for the message we receive today.
Where did humans come from? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And that particular statement is one that gives away perhaps the weirdness and the woo-woo of channeling itself. For those who don't believe anything that I'm about to say, well, they would tune in to this particular episode because it's something that is laughable. Now remember, all of these channels go on to that which is a public venue, not just the members. And so it's a chance for all of you to gather around and have a good laugh, you might say. Because here is the channeler who's about to tell you you came from ETs or some other kind of strangeness. And it is strange, is it not? Some of you know what I'm going to tell you. So let's start this particular episode's discussion with a fact. There are many who study the evolution of humanity, those who go and dig in the earth and find evidence of humans so many thousands of years old, who have come to a startling revelation. The anthropologists, only in the last years, have started having tools that allowed them to measure something that is extremely human, and that is evidence of pieces and parts of DNA. And what this has done is create a division. A division in science, a division in anthropology, a division in general, because of something that has happened. And what has happened, what is startling, dear ones, is the truth that I have been telling you since I arrived. And that is this truth. You really didn't come from anything here. The startling science, well, that is the discovery that you had 24 sets of chromosomes all through the era, you would say, is the human being's evolution, the caveman, all of that which is portrayed is how a human got to be a human. And that's been a very, very long time. But something happened briefly ago, not too long ago, only 200,000 years. You might say, well, that seems long to me. It's not long when you measure several million. 200,000 years ago seems to be the marker that when they dig up that era, and they start to study what they can of the DNA that is there in some form that remains, they have discovered that there was a switch. From the human that you were told of was a caveman to 24 sets of chromosomes, suddenly to 23. And you know that you have 23 sets of chromosomes. That's the human being of today. It is not the human being of yesterday. So something took place. And that something is what we speak of. Now, scientists are not going to tell you what happened because they don't know. They only know that something did. And the something that has caused the division is this, that it does not follow the same formula or sameness or protocol of standard evolution. First of all, it seemed to have happened all at once, not over thousands of years. Gradually, we lost two sets of chromosomes. That's not what happened. The 24th pair was there in 3D to examine and look at until it changed to 23. Almost instantly in the history spectrum, not only did it change to 23, but dear ones, since you can measure the attributes of 24 and 23 and look at them side by side, you find out that it was not something that would normally have happened in an evolution type of a way. Evolution has systems that push and pull it to change that which is needed, whether it's environmental, or whether it's for survival. These are the kinds of evolutionary changes you see constantly. But this one was different. First of all, it was way too fast. Second of all, it rearranged the pieces and the parts of DNA to be atypical. Do you know what telomeres are? Would you be interested to know that one of the new sets of chromosomes of the 23 have the apparent fusion of two telomeres together? But telomeres are at the ends of the chromosome parts and pieces, not at the beginnings. So it doesn't make sense to have two of them fused together at the end. Dear ones, there's all manner of conflicting things that would say to you, if you were not a science major, for instance, and you didn't say you weren't taught things to have to happen in a certain way, if you came from somewhere else and you took a look at this, you'd say, well, obviously, there had to be intervention. And that's what we have taught for 35 years. Something happened 200,000 years ago. And that's something that happened, dear ones, was intervention. We teach that the universe, but specifically this galaxy, specifically the parts and the pieces of this galaxy which are closer to you, are packed with life. And we have taught you over and over that this life is far, far older than yours. It got millions of years head start. And again, if you turn to the anthropologists and the ones who study what happened on this planet, You find at least four times when life was stamped out and had to somehow restart itself. Delaying that, which is even the evolution of the 24th pair, the 24th chromosomed human being. In other words, life started late here, very late. We have told you, you are the new kids on the block, you might say. Life is abundant in this galaxy. And you might say, well, I'm very afraid of that because I don't want them to visit here. They have visited here. They helped change your DNA. They are in a status, dear ones, that you cannot even imagine. Your movies tell you that they are very unevolved creatures out there. So much that they've come to do things that are horrible to you. They want to steal your water, steal your gold. They want to take and they want to even take you and abduct you and eat you and all these things that they want to do. They want to come and conquer this planet. That, dear ones, is your consciousness, not theirs. Do you realize you have again taken who you are and then projected it to the skies? You have said, well, if they're out there, they're like us, and they're going to come and conquer us because that's what we do. What if they had a million years on you? What if they had all that time to evolve? And those who didn't are no more. Those who didn't destroyed themselves. And those who evolved went into an ascended status. They visit this planet, and some think they're angels. That's how evolution works, dear ones, that is spiritual. I want you to be clear on this. Where'd you come from? Where did humans come from? They came from the stars. That intervention gave you pieces and parts of them in your DNA. And that gave you the opportunity 200,000 years ago, a free will, a Garden of Eden kind of creation story, you might say, that started the whole idea that maybe, just maybe, you are part of the plan of Spirit, of God. Inside you, there might be something which we refer to as the higher self, the Merkaba, the crystalline body. All of those terms that an angel might use when describing you. Where'd you come from? It wasn't here. To some, it remains laughable. And I will say to you, talk to me in a few years. Talk to me in a few years. And they will come and show themselves and give the story, a beautiful story, one of the most beautiful stories ever told about who you really are and what is possible on this planet. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.